Inside Mac.
A Thursday, June 15th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Here's what's making headlines. Schools offer public content on iTunes, Apple slashes prices in the UK, plans move forward in Boston, and on the road again in 2006. The University of Michigan and Duke University have joined Berkeley and Stanford in launching iTunes U Sites. The site offers content for students, faculty, and the general public using Apple's iTunes software. iTunes U is a hosted content distribution system that enables colleges and universities to provide audio and video files recorded from lectures and other school events through iTunes. Users can download content that interests them and can even subscribe to podcasts. Michigan University is offering select content on its website, including events, seminars, and news. The site is also offering audio and video podcast channels, as well as including content from the Center for Positive Organizational Scholarship, the William Davidson Institute, and Dividend Magazine. Duke University has launched Fuqua on iTunes, which includes speeches, interviews, and conference presentations at the school, all available to the general public. Fuqua plans to launch an executive education program on iTunes U in the coming year. Last week, Apple cut prices in Canada. Well, now it's the UK's turn, because this morning they announced that they're going to cut prices over there. For the 1.83 GHz Core Duo, prices now start at around $1,100, which is about $60 less than the previous price. If you're shopping for the 20-inch 2 GHz, you'll be saving around $120 because the new price is set at around $1,400. Mac Minis have similar price reductions. The 1.5 gig Core Solo mode was $565 and now it costs $500. The 1.66 gig Core Duo Mac Mini now costs $670 rather than the previous $750. iPod prices are being affected as well, as Apple has cut the price of the iPod Nano. The 1 gig model is now $124, the 2 gig comes to about $162, and the 4 gig iPod Nano's new price is $213. It just makes you wonder, with everything going on with the DRM in Europe these days, this new promotion might just be Apple's way of assuring customer satisfaction, don't you think? An update on yesterday's Boston story. Plans are moving forward for Apple's new retail store and the first in Boston. Back Bay Architectural gave the company the go-ahead to demolish an existing building as long as the new building matched the design of the surrounding area. But the commission denied last night's new design proposal. Apple wants to construct a three-story building with a glass facade. The changes presented at last night's meeting include creating a recessed entrance and installing stainless steel columns inside the store that divide the glass facade in sections. These alterations were intended to make the modern design fit better with the older architecture in the neighborhood. Commission members expressed concerns about the amount of light emitted from inside the store, especially with the new residential neighbors moving into the planned five-star Mandarin Oriental across the street. Apple said there might be some degree of coating on the glass, but that it wants to keep the building as transparent as possible. Last March, members of the commission gave Apple's proposal a cool reception, expressing some concerns that the design didn't seem to fit in with the other buildings in the neighborhood. Apple said it wants to press ahead as quickly as possible and noted an agreement with the building's existing landlord that expires this week, which required Apple to receive design approval. Menu developer of Spessier has released a new application designed to make it easier for users to add album artwork to their iTunes music. Art Collector 1.0 offers a streamlined interface to find and apply artwork from Amazon.com. The application is also integrated with Menu, Spessier's application that allows control of iTunes through hotkey support, smart browsing, Last.fm, and Growl integration. Art Collector is included with Menute and is automatically registered if you've previously purchased Menute before. Separately, Art Collector will cost you about $7.95. This is a good idea. Daniel Turdeman, a reporter from CNetNews.com, is going on a road trip. His car is packed with camping gear and new gadget that he's planning to test along the way. He'll be reporting back, and you can track him. This road trip, which is affectionately being called Road Trip 2006, is going to take him through five states and into British Columbia, all using three GPS units to get him there. Along with the GPS units, he has a pair of satellite phones, a 15-inch Apple computer, two separate car navigation systems, a a video iPod with portable Altec speakers, a Sony PlayStation, and a Canon PowerShot G2 digital camera, which he claims will document the whole trip. He's planning to stop at different locations to research and report his findings. A few of the stops include Crater Lake National Park, Portland, Oregon, and Vancouver, among others. He'll end up at South Central Idaho to see the formation of dozens of natural hot springs, as well as lunar landscape known as Craters of the Moon National Monument. He's hoping to figure out all of his gadgets by then, but he said technology can be difficult to figure out, especially when one is trying to do so in the confines of a car jammed to the rafters with technology, camping gear, and books. So if I suddenly report from Utah, blame it on the car navigators. Good luck, Daniel. Coming up, an iPod Mini makes a huge mess at a Northern California university when Inside Mac Minute continues.
Hi, thanks for calling. This is Tom. I'm not in right now. In fact, I'll be out most of the day. I need to go to the computer repair shop. My Mac crashed big time. There I was, working on the final version of the annual report, when boom, I crashed. I am so dead. No backup, no vacation, no job. Life sucks.
Hey Tom, this is Rich, your neighbor. Sorry to hear about your computer crash. Too bad you weren't using Tech Tool Pro. It could have fixed your drive and recovered your files in a few minutes. Go check it out at www.micromat.com. So anyway, I'm calling about some crazy kid that just drove his car through your side fence. There's a 67 Chevy sitting at the bottom of your pool. Take care.
This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Focus Enhancements Incorporated today announced that it has worked with Canon to develop the Firestore FSC series of portable direct-to-edit disc recorders for Canon's popular XL-H1 HD camcorder. Focus Enhancements is expanding its Firestore DTE recorder line with the FSC HD60 and the FSC HD100, offering 60 and 100 gigabytes of tapeless hard drive video storage. The FSC series enables videographers to record direct HDV or DV streams with or without a tape inserted in the XL-H1 camcorder by a firewire. The FSC HD60 can provide 4.5 hours of HD 1080i or DV25 recording time when used with the Canon XL-H1. The FSC HD100 will give you approximately 7.5 hours. The new line is expected to be available in July 2006. Mietro has announced support for Mac OS X for its location-aware social messenger. The company says it combines the best features of social networks and messengers while stressing physical location. Your friends list is completely dynamic. Whenever you log onto a network, Mietro generates a list of people based on your profile and physical location. Mietro location support is available worldwide, and users can chat with friends that are using AIM, ICQ, MSN, or Yahoo. Membership for Mietro is free, and the download for Mac OS X is available on the company's website. Here's a funny story. A pink iPod Mini created a huge mess at Santa Clara University when a student accidentally dropped the iPod into the toilet. It was lodged there for the entire spring semester and caused a huge headache for maintenance workers. It didn't matter what the maintenance crew did, they couldn't get it out. They tried to break it, but as a maintenance worker described, it was indestructible. They finally called in an independent contractor, and he was able to get the iPod to move about 20 feet, but it became stuck underneath the office of the Dean of Arts and Sciences. The only way the crew was able to dislodge the little iPod was to flush as many toilets and turn on as many sinks as they could all at once, so the water surge would push the iPod into a bigger pipe. After that was successfully done, they had to hire the water company. And they blasted more water into a pipe, but because of the enormous pressure, it caused geysers to burst from the second floor toilets. They finally rescued the iPod at a sewage disposal point. This whole thing took about $1,000 a week out of the university's wallet. And as for the student, she went unpunished. The Mac is even gaining more attention as a new article in Business Week tells college students that unless you have a compelling reason not to go with a Mac, an Apple laptop or desktop offers you the best combination of features, ease of use, and value. According to Business Week, Apple's software has improved and Windows has been stuck in a rut. Granted, the writer does admit he's a Mac fan, but he has good reason to point students directly to a Mac. The new Mac hardware, based on Intel processors, has erased the performance gap between Macs and products from HP, Dell, and others in the Windows camp. The move to Intel also lets Macs run most Windows programs by using Apple's Bootcamp software. He goes on to explain that Vista, which won't be out until next year, may not do much more than catch up to OS X. And before Vista even ships, Apple plans to release a new version of OS X called Leopard that will likely raise the bar even higher. Apple offers two unique desktop designs, either of which is better suited to the cramped confines of a dorm room than a Windows desktop. At the low end, the Mac Mini, which comes without a keyboard or a screen, and the other is the all-in-one iMac. He mentions that there are reasons to buy Windows if your budget is tight or if you're really into games. There are more choices than you have with a Mac, but as far as he's concerned, the Mac should now be your default. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll see you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.